I think it is a new kind of sport. It's not like the old one, swimming. You know, there is a competition at 1990, 1920. You're talking about that kind of sports in which we raised knowing it. But this one, I think it's new and it is not widely spread.
That's my mom talking about why she thought pole dancing wasn't a sport when I brought it up to her for the first time a few years ago. And she might be onto something. Despite its increasing popularity in the Arab region, and the fact that pole studios have been opening up left and right in places like Egypt, Oman, and even Saudi Arabia, I couldn't really find anyone talking about it in anything other than a couple articles here and there. And I mean, I get it. It still is kind of a taboo topic. I remember having quite the difficult time back in 2017 when I was trying to convince my parents to let me enroll in a couple classes. I even had to bring up the conversation in a car, just to ensure that they had nowhere else to run to.
I stopped that car and they look at you. Are you serious about this? Because actually I don't have idea what's pole dancing. That's the only thing I can see. So that's why I rejected completely.
I never thought it is a kind of a sport, so I was shocked when my daughter, my 17 or 16 old daughter, asked me to do that. It's really shocking.
I don't think having pink hair and begging them to let me get a lip ring helped me at the time either. But fast forward to now, I always send them new moves that I learn, and they're both really happy that I found a sport I enjoy doing.
There is a lot of ladies in different ages, like starting from your age, 16 or 17 years old, up to 50. I started to accept it. So I saw the movie, you started to photo yourself. I saw it's a little bit hard. Actually, it's too much hard. It's not a little bit hard.
I started pole dancing 1 month before the pandemic hit. I know, talk about bad luck. And I instantly fell in love. Well, actually, that's a lie. The first time I almost broke down crying, I couldn't do what the instructor told me was an easy move. I just kept on falling, and it didn't really help that I was watching everyone around me flip upside down on their poles like it was nothing. By the end of the class, I approached the instructor and I asked her if she was sure this was for me. I was bigger than the rest of the girls in class, and I had no prior fitness experience. I just occasionally walked or went to the gym. I almost didn't go again, but I had already paid for the month. And I'm so glad that I did. Because in this second class, I finally did it. In the last 5 minutes of a 1 hour session, I managed to do my first move ever on the pole. Now, I didn't record that moment, but I did record the first time I kind of went upside down on the pole, and the reactions were pretty similar. When my instructor saw that I was so close to getting the move down, she encouraged me until it finally happened. I held on for as long as I could, which was only a couple seconds, but it felt great. I felt great. I couldn't believe that my own body managed to do that. And I fell in love with pole. And a beautiful side effect was that I was starting to fall in love with my body. I got a glimpse of why pole dancers do what they do, and I wanted to know more. Like, how did pole dancing start to be a thing in Arab countries? How difficult was it to start a pole studio? Why get into pole dancing in the first place? I wanted to know the stories and what drives pole dancers to keep doing what they do, despite all the stigma and stereotypes placed upon the sport. I'm Reem Al-Maghrabi, and this is Off the Pole.